Let's get her teed up!
Do you wanna play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Our friends and partners at Job Creators Network want to hear from you about how these government lockdowns have impacted you. If you own a small business or work for one, go to JobCreatorsNetwork.com right now. Share your stories. Let them know how they can advocate for you. Job Creators, that's plural, JobCreatorsNetwork.com, because our small businesses are too big to fail. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. Joe Biden, as you know, has been conducting his own coronavirus briefings from his studio in Wilmington, Delaware. And I'm telling you, Mr. Biden is in mid-season form.
Thought about how soldiers go in, and so why didn't he have more courage? He's going to do it, but it's frightening to go in. And da-da. People are really worried. Let's get on the job providing what is needed. You asked the third part of your question related to whether or not, what was the third part of your question, actually? You asked three pieces.
The man who wants to be the next president of the United States. Now, did President Trump act too late to stop the coronavirus? Was he irresponsible? Was he asleep at the switch? Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, Dr. Jim Acosta of CNN.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
I was being sarcastic when I said Dr. Jim Acosta of CNN.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
This may be an uncomfortable question.
But he plays one on TV.
The models have looked like that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci chose. If we had started the social distancing guidelines sooner, in February or January, when China, South Korea were doing those sorts of
things. Well, I'm going to let them answer that.
In terms of what information we're getting from them. But if we had started these practices sooner, could these models be different right
now? I'm going to let them answer you, but remember this. And again, I say it, and everybody says it. You know who says it better than anybody is Dr. Fauci. I had a decision to make. Maybe it was my biggest decision. China was heavily infected, and thousands of people were coming from China to the United States. And against the wishes, not even wishes, but they disagreed with the decision, I made a decision to stop China from coming in. Took a lot of heat, even from China. They weren't exactly happy. I just made a trade deal, a big one, $250 billion trade deal, and I'm shortly thereafter saying you can't come into our country. That was a big decision. That was earlier than the date you're talking about. So that was a big decision. That was probably, and by the way, not because I did it, that was probably the biggest decision we made so far. But if you look at the one graph, the problem New York has is New York started late, but the other ones didn't start so late. Now, New York is also more complicated because, you know, for obvious reasons, but it got a late start. But do you want to maybe answer those questions?
I don't know if you can go back to slide 2. Because I wanted to explain two things that I think is really important, because we had a lot of questions about mortality and what it meant. Okay, so you see this confidence interval? So here's the line. This is the confidence interval. This is where we have the ability to push it down. So you have a large confidence interval around the line. And so we're trying to move that gray down tighter and below the dotted line. So I think that's really important. And then if you can go to the next slide. So we really can't answer your question until we can get antibody testing out there. Because what we can't tell you is, and we can always do this, there's always samples in hospitals and other things. It's the way we really defined the HIV epidemic in the United States. We were able to go back to blood samples when we had the test and really find out where it was and what was going on. We really need to look in here and really see, was there virus significantly circulating in early March and in late February, and what did it look like, and where was it, and was it all in the metro areas? And I think that's what Dr. Fauci and I are very, very focused on, is getting serology testing out there to really figure out when it came, and really have those samples to be able to do that.
Because you understand the painful part of my question, and please, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, we understand, but we can't answer until,
If we had started this sooner, we might not have 100,000 to 200,000 Americans dying.
Well, that makes an assumption that it was here. There was a lot back here that we didn't see. And until we have the antibody test, I can't really answer that.
Just to underscore what Dr. Birx was saying, if there was no virus in the background, there was nothing to mitigate. If there was virus there that we didn't know about, then the answer to your question is probably yes. Now, the only trouble with that is that whenever you come out and say something like that, it always becomes almost a soundbite that gets taken out of context. But I think that's very important what Dr. Birx has said, is that if there was covert infections here that we didn't know about and we didn't mitigate them, then they would have made a difference. If there was virtually nothing there, then there's nothing to mitigate. And I don't know the answer to your question.
But we were watching South Korea, and China and Italy, and we weren't taking action when those countries were spiking. Sure.
In a perfect world, it would have been nice to know what was going on there. We didn't, but I believe, Jim, that we acted very, very early in that.
If we had adequate testing, would we have known?
You know, I would have known the same thing. We inherited obsolete tests.
Can I speak to that, too, as well? The president made reference to the fact January 31, he suspended all travel from China. Shortly thereafter, we issued strong travel advisories for the sections of Italy implicated and sections of South Korea, and we reached agreements with those countries to screen all passengers from all airports coming into the United States of America. The president's initial efforts were designed at preventing the coronavirus from coming into the United States. And what our experts have told us again and again at the Coronavirus Task Force is that those actions bought us a significant amount of time on this curve to respond with the kind of mitigation efforts, standing up resources, testing, and supplies that are in effect. But we went from a prevention strategy the president acted on before the month of January was over to a mitigation strategy, which continues to this day. And if I can also say, just to every American, all the questions about resources are very important, and I can assure you that the president and our task force are preoccupied with these issues and working with governors hour by hour to meet those needs. But if Americans will put into practice these guidelines for another 30 days, they'll do their part to lower the curve and save lives, most importantly, and limit the burden on our hospitals and our healthcare system in the country significantly. And so make no mistake about it, while we're going to work our hearts out, leave no stone unturned to find the resources, the masks, the ventilators that we need. And we are going to meet that moment with the full energy of the American economy and the whole of the American government. The American people have a role to play in preserving that medical capacity in a way that will ensure that people that are caught up in the coronavirus, particularly those that are vulnerable to the most serious outcomes, which are seniors with serious underlying health conditions or anyone with an immunodeficiency, have the resources, the support, and the health care that every American family would want their loved one to have.
I do think we were very early, but I also think that we were very smart because we stopped China. We had never done that before. You know, we had never closed our borders before, as I read. I don't know, maybe that's not right. And Dr. Fauci had also said that was maybe the biggest moment because we were stopping the source, we were stopping the infection. But we also stopped Europe very shortly thereafter. That was a big decision. That was not an easy decision either. I stopped them a long time before people started stopping anyway. So we stopped China. We stopped Europe. We stopped all of Europe. And then ultimately we stopped UK, Ireland.
When we come back, Sarah from Placerville, California, will square off against Bill from Colorado Springs. Can you beat Kirk? Do not leave town.
Portions of today's Larry Elder Show are sponsored by Moral Compass, LLC. across America, The Larry Elder Show.
I'm too fast.
Camping from
I'm
the
king.
Going to
camp.
Going to camp from the crib.
Ah! I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
I'm feeling great. I'm ready to go to war right now.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Mike Lindell is offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listener specials, you're going to see some amazing offers. Buy one, get one free on the Supima MyPillows, the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, the Duvet Covers, the Giza Pillowcases, the bolster pillows, and the neck pillows. Plus, if you buy Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, you're going to get free shipping and a $25 gift card. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Larry. That's MyPillow.com. Or call 800-890-1843. Be sure and use promo code Larry. It is time now for a little bit of Can You Beat Kirk? We have two contestants. We have Sarah from Placerville, California. We have Bill from Colorado Springs. Now, Bill called first, so Bill, you will have the option to go first, should you choose. Bill, we have five categories. They are Broadway shows, sports, pandemics, money, and world geography. You can let Sarah go first if you want, or you can go first.
I'll go first.
Okay. Where would you like to start, sir? Broadway shows, sports, pandemics, money, and world geography. Where should I go to first, Bill?
Let's go sports.
Sports. Man after my own heart. Okay. Bill? This pro tennis player has won more Grand Slam titles, singles titles, than any other player in history. Who is this pro tennis player?
Navratilova.
Martina Navratilova. That is incorrect, sir. Bill, don't go away. All right. Sarah from Placerville, California. Sarah, you're up already. Sarah, I'll repeat the question.
Okay.
This pro tennis player has won more Grand Slam titles, singles titles, than any other player in history. Who is this player? The score is 0-0.
Is it Federer?
Say again?
Federer.
Okay. The answer is Margaret Court. She's an Australian. She's won 24 singles titles. Serena has won 23. Serena has won more in the open era, but in history, the number one tennis player winning more Grand Slam singles than any other player is Margaret Court. We are back to Bill. Bill, the score is 0-0. You have four categories left. They are Broadway shows, pandemics, money, and world geography. Where next, sir?
Money.
Money. Sounds good. All right, Bill. In 1916, he became the world's first confirmed billionaire. Who am I talking about?
Rockefeller.
All right. The score is 1-0. Well done, sir. All right. We've got Broadway shows. We have pandemics. We have world geography left. Where next?
My choice again?
Your choice again. You're in control.
Okay, let's go with Broadway.
Broadway shows. The score is 1-0. The tension is building. Okay, Bill. This show debuted on Broadway on January 26, 1988. It is still playing and is now the longest running show in Broadway history. What show am I talking about?
I'm going to say Cats.
He says Cats. That is not correct. The score is 1-0. Bill over Sarah. Sarah, the question again, I'll repeat it. The longest running show in Broadway history officially opened on January 26, 1988 and is still playing. It is now the longest running show in Broadway history. What is that show? He said Cats, which was incorrect.
Sound of Music?
Sound of Music? And that would be a negatory. The answer is The Phantom of the Opera. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Score is still 1-0. We're back to Bill because he gave the last correct answer. So, Bill, we have sports and we have world geography left. The score is 1-0.
Hey, world geography.
All right. I think I said sport. We have pandemics and world geography left. So you're going to world geography now?
Yeah, world.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go, Bill. What is the only country that borders both Israel and Libya? What is the only country that borders both Libya and Israel? Score is 1-0, Bill over Sarah.
Iraq.
That is incorrect. All right, Sarah. It is the only country that borders both Israel and Libya. What country am I referring to?
Egypt.
The score is now 1-1. And Sarah, Sarah, you've now taken control of the board. Whoever gets this last one correctly will win the contest. It is 1-1. And the last category is pandemics. Are you ready, young lady?
Okay.
Now, both of you are participating in this one. I need a number, Sarah. I need a number. Whoever comes closest to the actual number without going over will win it. If both of you go over, then we'll go to the one that was closest to the answer, to the correct answer. So I need a number without going over. You're going to go first, Sarah. Are you ready?
Okay.
How many Americans are estimated to have died during the flu pandemic of 1918? How many Americans are estimated to have died from the flu pandemic, sometimes known as the Spanish flu of 1918, without going over?
Score is 800,000.
The score is 1-1. All right, let's go to Bill. Find out what Bill says. Don't go away, Sarah. Okay, William, what do you think? Without going over, how many Americans are estimated to have died during the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918? Sarah says 800,000. You say what? Score is 1-1.
600,000. No.
The answer is 675,000, which means Bill wins.
Somebody give me an amen.
Put Sarah on, will you, Mr. McConnell? 2-1, Bill over Sarah from Placerville, California. Sarah, ouch. Close game, though.
Well, congratulations, Bill.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bill, are you at home? Are you locked down? Sarah, are you guys locked down, too? Are both of you?
Well,
yeah.
We're out right now, but yeah, we're locked down most of the time.
All right. Well, Sarah and Bill, well played. Bill, you stay on the line. You'll get a copy of A Lot Like Me. The score was 2-1, Bill over Sarah. The longest playing Broadway show was Phantom of the Opera. Margaret Court has won more pro Grand Slam singles titles than any other player. There were 675 Americans killed in the Spanish flu pandemic. In 1916, John D. Rockefeller became the world's first confirmed billionaire. And the only country that borders both Israel and Libya is Egypt. Well played. Now, when we come back, or at least for later on this hour, we're going to play Phonebro. We've got Sage, who is well-named, from El Segundo, California, who will be squaring off against... Who's the other contest? Against... Michelle. Michelle versus Sage. Michelle is in Fort Worth, Texas. Sage is in, as I said, El Segundo, California. Sage, Michelle, do not leave town.
Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go? 'Cause we can't. We're in quarantine.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Yeah, hi, Larry. It's Pasquale from Santa Monica. I used to be in Santa Barbara. It's a lot more interesting here, but more stressful. But I'm just calling. I was listening to your show, and I just heard the guy who owns the MyPillow. You could play him all the time. What a genuine voice, you know. Everything seems so stylized, but his voice rang genuine. And you could play him all the time, but I am getting tired of you tit for tat with all of the dim-witted Democrat statements. I mean, could you just reduce that to like 15 minutes an hour instead of like half the show? I mean, I'd like to hear something else at your preference.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing.
888-971-SAGA, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. Great news, the movie Dennis and I were talking about a moment ago, No Safe Spaces, his documentary he did with Anna Carolla, is available online for one price that allows you to watch it as many times as you want until May 31st. Go to nosafespaces.com, use discount code SAVE25 for 25% off. 99% audience rating at RottenTomatoes.com. It'll make you laugh, make you cry. It's a film that illustrates the growing encroachment on free speech at America's colleges and universities. NoSafeSpaces.com. It is $19.99 for a viewing online. DVDs are the same price, $19.99. And on-demand plus a DVD is just $29.99. NoSafeSpaces.com. Use discount code SAVE25. Obama's former chairman of economic advisors is a guy named Alan Goolsbee. And here's what he said about the work Trump is doing to the economy.
Now, I will give the administration credit where credit is due. I think on the $1,200 payments to adults, the Treasury is out doing the best work that they possibly can to get the money out the door as quickly as possible. And they should be applauded for that.
So the former chair, Obama's economic advisor, says that the Trump administration should be applauded for what they're doing to revive or to at least offset some of the damage done by the government shutdown. And is Cuomo throwing some love too?
The Javits Center is 2,500 beds. We're in a desperate search for beds with staff. Javits has beds, but more importantly, federal staff and federal equipment. And I called the president this morning and I explained the situation to him. And to his credit, Rachel, in one day, he turned around and he called me this afternoon and said, we're going to use Javits for COVID patients.
And Nancy Pelosi says it is self-evident that Trump and McConnell blew it.
Oh, that's so sad. They can't handle their jobs, I guess, because what are they saying? We ignored it. It was self-evident. Most people knew about it, and certainly those of responsibility.
Really? Do you consider yourself to be a person of responsibility? Here's what Nancy Pelosi said on February 24, year of our Lord, 2020.
You should come to Chinatown. Precautions have been taken by our city. We know that there is a concern about tourism traveling all throughout the world, but we think it's very safe to be in Chinatown and hope that others will come.
Hey, after all, after the announcement of the coronavirus, anybody who's afraid to go to Chinatown is guilty of racism or racial profiling, right, Nancy Pelosi?
What is out there in other places, we want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
So will Nancy Pelosi's commission or committee to investigate the 9/11 response investigate her? Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin says that the first checks should be issued soon.
The economic impact payments. I had previously said this would take us 3 weeks. I'm pleased to report that within 2 weeks, the first payments will be direct deposit into taxpayers' account.
Surgeon General talks about people that have contracted the coronavirus. Can they go back to work?
Important for people to know that if we can get that antibody test spun up, and many universities are actually doing this. I know that out in California, I talked to one of my docs out there who said that they're doing it for all of their emergency room doctors. That will help us decide, okay, you've been exposed. There's a very low chance you will be reinfected. We can put you on the front lines. Yeah. That's different than testing people up front. And it's important to know that just because you test negative today doesn't mean you're going to test negative tomorrow. So we still have to follow proper precautions.
We come back, we're going to be playing a little bit of Phone It, Bro. So stick around for that.
Welcome back. to the Larry Elder Show.
I have tussled with a whale, out of handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. Now you know I'm bad. Only last week I murdered a rock, injured a stone, hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean I make medicine sick.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. That sound can only mean one thing. It is time for Phonebro. We have two contestants. We have Michelle from Fort Worth, Texas, versus Sage, extremely well-named, who lives in El Segundo, California. Michelle called first. Here are the rules.
Okay, Larry is going to play five sound clips from this week's show, and all you have to do is guess who's speaking. And if you can't guess, then you can ask for a clue. Phone a bro, and you'll get one of my world-renowned clues to help you get the answer.
Now, Michelle and Sage, you cannot use a phone a bro on the very first clue. You have to get that one on your own. And Michelle, because you were chosen first, you have the option of going first or allowing Sage to go first, because this is a last person standing contest. Whoever answers the fifth and final soundbite correctly wins the contest. So Michelle, you can go first, or you can let Sage go first in hopes that she might stumble and you can pick it up and end up getting the fifth and final clue. It's up to you.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I will opt to go first.
Okay. Here is soundbite number one, Michelle, from Fort Worth, Texas. And again, you cannot use a phonebro on this one.
We have to take care of the cure. That will make the problem worse no matter what. No matter what.
Michelle, who's that gentleman?
Oh, that's that yucky guy that the Democrats are trying to put up for their political presidential candidate, Joe Biden.
You had me going there for a moment. I said, oh, Michelle doesn't know that. Okay, Michelle, here's soundbite number two, and you can use a phonebro.
Because the one thing, Jim, you don't want to do, you don't want to take masks away from the healthcare providers who are in the real and present danger of getting infected. That would be the worst thing we do. If we have them covered.
Michelle, who is that gentleman?
Larry, that would be Dr. Fauci.
That certainly would be Dr. Anthony Fauci, National Institutes of Health. Soundbite number three, and you can use a phonebro if you need it.
Whether that's a nursing home or whether that's a pharmacy, or, and certainly our doctors and nurses and all of our frontline providers, we know in order to keep them safe from exposure because of their closeness to others that they should be wearing masks.
Who is that young lady, Michelle?
I'm hoping I'm saying her name right. I think it's Dr. Burke.
Well done. That's three in a row. Here is soundbite number four. And again, you can use a phonebro since you haven't used one yet this round. Here we go.
And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word. Read our Bibles and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing.
And Michelle, the name of that gentleman is?
Mike Lindell.
Whoa. Four in a row. Here is your fifth and final clue. And as I mentioned, Michelle and Sage, whoever gets the fifth and final one wins the entire contest. Michelle has run the table so far. And again, you can use a phonebro if you need it. Here we go.
This country is about to go through a horrendous, terrible experience. And, yeah. And I have to tell you, people may not believe the president when he says any of this. And you and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
Michelle, who is that gentleman?
Well, I'm going to use my phone a bro.
Okay. He is a reporter with CNN.
Oh. I don't watch CNN. You did that for us. I don't watch CNN. Oh, man.
This particular person on CNN, I've already given you the hint. You want to take a guess?
Tapper.
Okay, Michelle, don't go away. Sage, you've been quietly and patiently hanging back, waiting to swoop in. I'll play that clue one more time, and you can use a phonebro. As you heard me tell Michelle, he is a reporter with CNN. I'll give you an additional hint if you need one, but here we go.
this country is about to go through a horrendous, terrible experience. And, yeah. And I have to tell you, people may not believe the president when he says any of this. And I've been, you and I have been, pretty critical of him from time to time.
Yeah.
This was a different Donald Trump tonight. I think he gets it.
Sage, do we know who that gentleman is?
I believe that is Jim Acosta.
What happened to Sage?
Hello?
Hello, what happened to Sage?
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I thought Sage was going to be a female. That's what I thought. I'm sorry. Is that your birth name?
Yeah, that's my first name, Larry.
Really? Sage?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, Sage, you said Jim Acosta, and is that your final answer, sir?
That is my final answer.
Somebody give me an amen.
Well done, Sage. Put Michelle on, Ms. McConnell. Michelle, you did all the work. Sage swoops in there like a vulture and wins a contest. That's got to be annoying.
And, you know, I was expecting a chick too, but that's okay.
Sage, did you know Jim Acosta without my giving the hint?
Oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Do you watch CNN?
Not often, no.
Yeah. Michelle, you never watch CNN at all, ever?
No, well, you know, I think, you know, maybe 20 years ago when it was the only network in town and
right.
They were the first one to be the news network.
I see. So you haven't dropped by in 20. So you haven't dropped by in 20 years. Well, Michelle, the reason I chose him, even though most people don't listen to CNN, at least not on my show, is that he's been a particular thorn in the you know what for President Trump. So no matter what you watch, you've seen him on Fox because they show excerpts of him squaring off against the president. He's been very contentious. He's been very annoying, and the president even referred to him one time point blank as fake news.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed that there was actually he actually had something good to say in that clip.
He sure did. And in my opinion, it's because he got his clock cleaned by President Trump several times, and he's on his P's and Q's to look more fair and balanced. Sage, well done, sir.
Thanks very much, Larry.
You got it. You'll be getting your copy of A Lot Like Me. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. We come back. We'll answer our yesterday's zip poll question. Are you confident there'll be a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next year? What did people say? I'm Larry Elder.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show. Back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. This is Steve in Villa Park, California. You played Chuck Todd asking Joe Biden if Trump had blood on his hands because of Corona. The second part of the question, though, was the sneaky part. It was given the delayed response. And that's what these guys do. They'll take the important issue that's really debatable, because it's not a given that there was a delayed response. And they'll just say it as if it's true. Oh, we don't even need to discuss this. This part is true. So if you're not really listening closely, you start accepting all these things that they just act as if they're beyond discussion. So that's the trick that they use, and you'll see it a lot. They put something in a subordinate clause that really is the heart of the issue. Thanks, Larry. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Larry. I'm a fellow listener. I just heard your commentary on restaurants and how to be safe, taking, getting carry out orders and all that. Best bet, I'm a restaurant general manager. I've been doing this for 26 years. Stay home. Stop ordering from us so that I can keep my family safe so I can be home. Be safe, my friend. I hope all is well. Good luck to you.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, ReliefFactor.com studio. I asked you yesterday the following zip poll question. Are you confident there will be a vaccine for the coronavirus within the next year? 84% of you said yes. Only 16% said no. Here's the one for tonight. We'll talk about this on Monday. Do you intend to start wearing a mask or some sort of facial covering when you go out in public? Either yes or no. In order to participate, be sure and use my code Sage. You have to go to your app store, download the relief, download the Zip Poll by searching under Zip Poll USA, and be sure and use my code SAGE, S-A-G-E. Do you intend to start wearing a mask or some sort of facial covering when you go out in the public? This member of the Trump team lists all of the personal protective equipment that the federal government has given to states.
27.1 million surgical masks pushed out to state governments. For N95 masks, 19.5 million N95 masks. And so if I was in a local hospital that was running short, I would look upward, because the federal government has pushed out resources. So for protective gloves, 22.4 million pairs of protective gloves. For face shields, 5.2 million face shields. For ventilators, we have pushed to the states.
So they haven't been sitting on their hands. I'm Larry Elder. I'll see you on Monday.
That's enough. Put down the mic.
I want to thank Larry for the job he's done.
All across America. The Larry Elder Show.